Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your word that's been proclaimed this morning, and we pray it would take root in our hearts and not return to you void, but accomplish all it's been sent to do. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was with you last year, but I was probably a little more sad and solemn because it had only been about 2 months since my father passed away in late December. And I can't remember if I told you the story or not, and if I did, I hope your memory's as bad as mine. But he was an exceptional father, and he had a great sense of humor. In his tribute, I said, unique sense of humor. But unfortunately, he passed it on to me and my brother, and it's helped me get by a lot of difficult situations. So one day, I was checking my mail, and something arrived, and it was the retirement newsletter from Charbonneau Retirement Community in Kennewick, Washington. And that's where his mother, my grandma Esther, was living at the time. And so, you know, all the news and information about how bad the food is was in there, and all the little notes and everything. And then I turned it to the very back, and Esther's story, and there's a picture of my grandma looking very elegant with her fiery blue eyes and her red lipstick. She always had red lipstick on. I think she wore it to bed. And so Esther's story, where do I begin to tell? So I started reading it, and they interviewed her, and my dad took the liberty to make comments on the interview. So first thing it says is, you know, I was born in Anaheim, or Los Angeles, California, and I was Walt Disney's executive assistant. Like, what? You worked at a diner and he came in one day for breakfast and you served him breakfast. And it said, I knew all the cast characters, and my dad writes, especially Goofy. I love to dress up in elegant clothes, and then he writes, for a month at a time. She wasn't changing her clothes because she couldn't see any dirt on it, and she didn't realize that, well, even if you don't see dirt on it, it still smells kind of bad. So you know what he did? He's a little warped. He's a hunter, so he used to hunt coyotes, so he had some bobcat urine to attract the coyotes. And he rubbed a little on her sock. He said, Mom, come here, smell this. Oh, that smells awful. Mom, you need to wash your clothes. And then the last sentence was the funniest. It's, I have 4 children, none of which are living. And he goes, huh? He's alive and she had 2, and my aunt died young. But anyways, I almost had an accident reading that. It was so funny. Esther's story. So anyways, why am I telling you this? Because I come from a wonderful family, but don't lose your sense of humor, right? It doesn't have to be as warped as mine, but it'll get you through a lot of difficult times, and he always did that, and in all honesty, the world's just not as fun without him in it. You know, he would send me puns at 3 a.m, and I wrote back, said, Dad, your mind is frightening me, because there are just goofy little puns and stories he'd make up. On the way to the bathroom, he thought of something real creative and clever. And now I don't get those anymore. And when I walk in the door, he used to say, welcome home, Frosty, because of my hair. But my mom doesn't say that to me. So I hope you always, that song, Only This I Want, let your heart be glad, always glad in the Lord. That's my prayer for you guys. And it's been a wonderful week, and I'll say a little more about that later. I have the talk here. I sent all the talks this morning. I woke up at 4:30 to... thank you, Mary. I need another cup of coffee. To Mary. And so they're all PDF files are there, including this one, because you can't see this one, but it's here in front of me. So this one is kind of a summary, but also that you may know what is good and pleasing to God. And so as I was praying about that, you know, I thought of Psalm 133. I thought of this last night when I was praying over some of you. You know, Aaron's beard and the oil just dripping off his beard, a sign of God's love and generosity, and that he's not stingy. And you know, Father Jim Lee, when he would anoint people for the Easter Vigil for confirmation, he would literally pour it over their faces. And again, their eyes, and it stings if you've ever got chrism in your eyes, all over their clothes. But he wanted to be a sign of God's generosity, not a little drop like I do, you know. Here you go. It's just dripping over you. So this is Psalm 133. How very good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head running down upon the beard, on the beard of Aaron, running down over the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion, for the Lord ordained his blessing. The Lord ordained his blessing, life forevermore, life forevermore. And that's what we've discovered this weekend, is how generous God is, and beloved daughters and sons of his, and he wants us to dwell in unity, but not a false unity. So we talked about how more relativism and, you know, it's moving us away from truth, and it's kind of a false sense of peace and a veneer that can come crumbling down. And we see this with revolutions in different countries. It's kind of, even like Rwanda, it was a Catholic country. And on the surface, it looked like everything was fine, but all of a sudden this horrific war broke out and they started killing each other. And if we don't come back to God, we could have the same thing happen in this country. We could. You know, we're not immune from, oh, it's America. Well, that's nice, but without God, you're not gonna have any peace. So he has empowered you this weekend to be messengers of good news. And you carry within yourself the wonderful feminine aspect of God, male and female, he created them. And just all the creativity that I've seen this weekend, that little butterfly in the candle, that is so cool. Is he still there? No. He flew away. Oh no, I thought it was fake. Well, there was one there, unless I'm hallucinating. But I saw one there, one in the back too. Oh, he fell off. That's a sign that I need to shorten my talk. Okay. But it's so clever. That was so cool. Little things like that, I noticed that, you know. So anyways, just thank you to everyone that decorated the chapel and all the decorations and everything. That's so cool. And the little hearts on the table, I noticed that too. Did you get that at Hobby Lobby? Just wondering. Yeah, and then another thing too is that we have to carry the piece of reconciliation inside of us. So there's a paragraph I didn't get to in the talks earlier, but I want to share with you, and it's on the slide. This is one of the most important paragraphs in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, because it shows us that what we need to do when we remember something where somebody hurt or offended us, instead of letting the devil rob us and suck us back into that memory and, you know, the horror of it and the trauma of it, here's what we can do. It says here, it is not in our power not to feel or to forget an offense, but the heart that offers itself to the Holy Spirit turns injury into compassion and purifies the memory in transforming the hurt into intercession. Wow. Transforming the hurt into intercession. So when,
what number is that?
Yeah, it's 2843. And I've got a beautiful purple slide here for you. Like Vanna White right here. So you'll have that. But that, so whenever I remember something, like I was sitting in the cathedral at the rite of election, and all of a sudden my mind started going to that bad place. And I started thinking about some of the things I shared with you. No, in the name of Jesus, I'm not going down this. And then I started interceding. It's like, you know, we're all broken. I'm sure I've hurt and offended. I know I've hurt and offended people. I get letters and emails all the time. And so all of a sudden I thought of this paragraph and it just turned the whole mood around, but the devil is just always trying to suck us back into that negative thinking, right? So through the miracle of the Holy Spirit, I love that, through the miracle of the Holy Spirit, injury gets turned into compassion, transforming the hurt into intercession. Remember that whenever someone walks in the room that, oh, I remember you. Rewind, play, you know, take the tape out and stomp on it. So in summary, this is kind of just a summary of everything, putting it together. One of the things we're supposed to do is affirm the good in the people around us and not just tear people down. This is kind of, as a political year, it's going to be ugly and nasty. We already know that. It already is. So what do? We overcome evil with good. We affirm the good in people. A lot of people around us, they know something's wrong. They don't know how to get to it. They don't know how to get healing for it. And so they're living out of that wound, and their behavior reflects that. They're not living out their dignity as a child of God. So we have to affirm the good in people. Philippians 4, whatever is true, whatever is lovely, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, think of these things. We're going to have to make sacrifices. I got a word once on Holy Family Sunday during the Spanish Mass, during the Holy Holy. And the Lord said, you know, if you love me, you're going to make sacrifices for me. You know, you have to share in the power in the cross, to share in the joy of the resurrection. So we're going to be misunderstood. We're going to be at odds with people. But we always strive to speak the truth in a spirit of love. Speak the truth in a spirit of love. But don't be compromised to the thinking of the world. Many of our brothers and sisters are going in that direction. Like the Lord of the Rings, we must join Saruman. Why? It's evil. It's false. It's hurting people. But the majority of people went that way. And I love that movie because it looks like nothing's going to work. And at the very end, it works. It's like the Titanic's going to sink. No, this hand comes down from heaven and grabs it. So we know this end of the story. We have the victory in Jesus, but we got to hold on and be willing to share in his sacrifice as so as to share in the joy of his resurrection. Don't run away from suffering. You remember my story last night? You just be miserable. Pray for guidance in the Holy Spirit. We looked at Jude. But you, beloved, build yourself up in the, and pray in the Holy Spirit and build yourself up in the in your most holy faith. And be ready to snatch those who are misled or misguided, but you build yourself up in the Holy Spirit. Pray in the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit will guide us in these difficult situations that we encounter in life. And it's such a wonderful gift, and it's so sad. Remember watching The Wild Goose is Loose? No? I think it's the third one. And this one woman, she was angry. She said, you know, I've been a Catholic all my life. I've been in the pastoral council. I've been involved in my parish. How come I never heard about this baptism in the Holy Spirit? She was mad. She has a right to be mad because the devil wants to rob you of your inheritance. Paul tells us in Ephesians, this is our first inheritance, and he wants to keep that away from us. So he gives us confusing teachings and everything but the Holy Spirit. This weekend, you've been hearing a lot about the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Amen? Yeah. And you're going to hear a lot more.
Yeah.
Get excited. You have to be a good listener. It's crazy with this hearing device, but I'm still trying to hear good. And deflect the fiery arrows of the enemy, Ephesians 6, the spiritual warfare chapter. And remember to renounce the lies of the enemy. Renounce the lies of the enemy. As soon as he starts bending your ear, in the name of Jesus, I renounce the lie that I'm powerless, that I'm not loved, not wanted, and I announce the truth that I'm a child of God. See what love the Father has for us. Offer to pray with people for their needs. That's what we did with you last night. We're all capable of doing that. You don't have to be ordained. Thank God. There aren't enough of us. You can pray with people. Your child comes home upset from school, flunked their math test like me. Offer to pray with them. No one did that with me. I think I would have handled it differently if I knew that God wanted to walk with me and help me with math. It was just a real negative experience for me. This is my ending, my swan song. You guys have inspired me this weekend. Your joy and your willingness to participate, to be vulnerable, greatly encourages me and helps me to go back and face all the stuff I have to face in the next few months. We encourage and support one another a lot still today, Hebrews 3:13. And I know that God has wonderful plans for you to bring what you've experienced here to your families, to your workplaces, to wherever you are, your retirement communities, if you're in one of those, maybe, I don't know. Wherever you go, you take Jesus with you. So live with an expectant faith that God is going to give you insights and continue to unpack what you've received on this retreat this weekend. I'm still unpacking things from that retreat in Florida. I know I will for years. I go back to the workbook and look at something, okay, now I need to go deeper with that, or need to think more deeply about that. So the Lord is going to continue to work with you. But a word of warning, the devil is very unhappy that you're here this weekend. And it's like me, as soon as I stepped off the plane to SeaTac, just a number of things went incredibly wrong. You know, with Geico and just all this other stuff. And then at one point I was on the phone like at 9 in the evening with Geico, starting to lose it. I just stepped back and said, this is not of God. I'm not going to yell, but I'm going to be blunt. I want my money. I get a new car and stop running a car. But I just realized that I forgot that rule about Ignatius, where when you're in a state of consolation, you need to think about what you would do if you were in a state of desolation and not get so caught off guard that he just zaps you and strikes you, you know, and stuff. So when you go home, you know, hopefully your spouse and your family, oh, I'm glad, so glad you had a nice weekend. But you know what? The dog threw up and the sink broke and all these things went wrong. But I'm glad you had a nice weekend, dear. So just, I'm going to say a prayer of protection for you before I depart. Solemnly, just a prayer of protection and blessing. And I want to make sure I bless your religious articles. I'm going to probably forget at the end of Mass because I know there are announcements. So we'll do that too, okay? But first, we're going to do the victory chant.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes!
Stand up, loosen up, and repeat after me. And I'll stand back a little. I break the sound system. Okay. I had to make sure there aren't any lyrics with the H word, and I don't think there are in this song. Okay, we're good. Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Your life frees me to see.
Your life frees me to see.
I will praise you all my days.
All my days.
You're perfect in all your ways.
Perfect in all your ways.
Hail Jesus, you're my Lord.
Jesus, you're my Lord.
I will obey your word. See your kingdom come.
Kingdom come.
Not my will, but yours be done.
Not my will, but yours be done.
Glory, glory to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
You take me into the Lamb.
You take me into the Lamb.
We will conquer.
If you brought religious articles, to hold them up, and we'll ask the Lord to bless those. I think the gift shop did a killing on this retreat. If you're in your car, yeah, this is long distance. Heavenly Father, we just ask you to bless his religious articles as a sign of our devotion and love for you. May everyone who uses them have a lively faith in their heart and trust in you. And especially the rosaries, may Our Lady just walk with us as we celebrate the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We ask this in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now a prayer of protection and blessing for you. Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks and praise. I give you thanks and praise for my sisters, and I thank you for their zeal, their love for you, and their dedication and service to you. We just pray for the precious blood of Jesus Christ now to fall upon every person here, to guard their minds and hearts, to make them aware of the enemy's desire to undo what you've done. But he can't, because greater is you who's in us than he is in the world. And we just call upon your holy name to protect them, grant them a smooth transition into their everyday lives, safe travels back home, and most of all, joy in the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.